He had to go higher and higher and higher, and the tiger was jumping up further and further, until the man found himself going out on a limb. There are chairs here, if you like to sit down. On a limb. And of course, limbs get narrower, and as he was still trying to get away from this tiger, he was very close to it, still seemed to come down again, because that's how limbs go. And as he was hanging there with a tiger roaring behind him, he suddenly realized he was now hovering under a deep, empty, bricked water well, at the bottom of which there were seething, poisonous snakes. So here he was, tiger roaring him, dangling over all those snakes, and some mice started coming around and nibble like the branch behind him. Tigers, snakes, mice, dangling there, and as he's hanging over, he sees between the top two bricks of this dry well, there's a blade of grass, just one blade of grass, and on it is a dewdrop. This piranha tale has one more sentence. I want you to think about it and tell me, if you were writing that tale, how would you finish that with one more sentence? Now notice, I'm not asking you to guess what the original tale, I'll tell you what that is in time, but how would you end that tale? So think for a minute.